Yeah, it's just one less thing to worry about, you know. I find it a bit back as when the Super Rugby started, so, but I just didn't want news to come out soon, just in case people thought I was slacking off or it was distracting me and stuff. So when I signed it, I just made sure until our season finished that they didn't release it. But yeah, it's just one thing off my chest, really, and just one less thing to worry about, and I could just concentrate more on my rugby sort of thing.
How are you going to look back on this season, Jermaine? Because you've come on leaps and bounds, of course, finished the league's top try scorer as well.
Yeah, it's, for me, the season's not really over yet. I'm just going to wait till Sunday and see what the England squad is when it gets announced. And then if I'm in, obviously, the season still continues for me. But if I'm not, obviously, then I could reflect on it. But like I said at the start, it's been a great year for me. It's been probably the best year I've had since my breakthrough season. And, you know, I'm thoroughly enjoying my rugby. And, like, I probably wasn't enjoying it as much as I should in the past. But now I'm just loving it.
Like you say, a stellar year. 27 tries this year. And your first selection in the Super League Dream Team. This is stuff of dreams, isn't it?
Yeah, if you'd asked me this at the start of the season, or asked me if I thought I was going to be Super League's top try scorer in the Dream Team, I'd probably put that on the phone to you now. But it's been a dream come true, you know. But it's one of them things that you can't really get too carried away with it. Probably when the season's over, when I'm on some beat somewhere, I could, you know, reflect on it. But I'm still, for me, my rugby head's still on. I'm still concentrating and trying to hopefully make the England squad and hopefully push on to get more awards, win something with England, or hopefully get a game or two or something like that. But yeah, it's been quite true. It just feels surreal at the moment.
Well, what about the club? How have they looked back at the season? Because again, it's so near but so far for the Giants.
Yeah, well, it's just ended all really disappointed. It started bad, but as the season went on, I felt it was like one of the most consistent sides in the league, but it's the same old story again. We come to a big game and we froze really on Thursday night, which isn't good enough. So we'll be doing our individual reviews this week. I think everyone's got a time slot, so we'll be coming in to analyse how the season went and how we've done, what we could improve and stuff. But for me, it just seems the same old story. It needs to change. I don't know what it is, but we just don't perform on the big stage, and it's not good enough. We want to be winners, but you can't be winners if you're not performing. So it's something we need to look at in this off season, and you know, have a good pre-season, and hopefully we'll go again and get amongst the top four again for next year, and hopefully push to that next level, because we're not too far off, but it's just not good enough to where we want to be as players and as a club, really. So it's something we need to kick on now and get the monkey far back, so to say, and push on to major finals.
Well, talking of major finals, there's one this weekend, of course. It is the grand final, one that Huddersfield just missing out on against Wigan, of course. This weekend, Wigan leads Rhinos. I mean, you look at the bookies, and the bookies are maybe just favouring Wigan over Leeds Rhinos. What are your thoughts?
It's going to be a cracking game. I don't know. I'm on the bench here because I've played both teams in the recent weeks, and both quality sides with quality players throughout the whole squad. So it's just going to be, for a neutral like myself, it's going to be an awesome game. So I'm just looking forward to watching a great final. But I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't want either to win. I'm not favouring any other team, but it's going to be a good game. They're both equal in my eyes.
And just finally, Jermaine, you said, you know, season's over now. You've had the award ceremony. You're waiting on finally out on the England squad. Have you been able to have Mad Monday yet, or was that like on the shelf for the moment?
Yeah, we've had Mad Monday. We had it Friday and Saturday, so we just hung around Huddersfield in fancy dress, and you know, just had a mess about and got not too silly though. But yeah, we've had our time. It didn't feel like. Old Mad Mondays, really. It's a bit different, obviously, the manner we went out and how far we got. It was a bit, you know,
yeah.
Some people's a bit down and stuff. So it wasn't the best Mad Monday, but we've had it. We got together. We stick together. We're a good bunch of lads, and we stick together. We're good teammates and that. But it didn't feel like a good Mad Monday, to be honest.
What did Big Earl go out dressed as?
I don't know, really. I'm stripping him out in his normal gear.
Right.
if I can remember, I think he came out in his normal gear, because I think he did. I don't think he could find anything that fit him in other fields. we don't prepare for Mad Monday, so on the morning we went to a local fancy dress shop, and they only have like certain sizes and stuff, so I'm pretty sure he came in his normal gear. But
I bet you all struggled then.
What did you go as, Jermaine?
I went as me and Leo went as Mario and Luigi. There wasn't much selection really, so I just had to pick the big one. So.
Oh dear me. Well, listen, good luck on the England squad. Fingers crossed for you for that one, and fingers crossed for a better season for Huddersfield Giants, and congratulations on the new contract. Jermaine, thanks for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you.